Yeah. Kickaverse Music Group. Precise Politics. J Love. Star Saxon, what up? DubCNN.com.
Ain't none of y'all better. What y'all
you
know about
it?
Putting my work
on the block.
Ain't none of y'all better.
None of y'all better.
Let you know it's all real.
Is it real?
None of y'all better.
Yeah, let's get it poppin'. The number one podcast for anything that's rockin'. Microphone masters, daddy, your only option. Sports talk, politics, the new joints droppin'. J Love and Star Saxon choppin' it up. Kick a verse, collab, precise politics. I stay in the lab, a similar to flex, droppin' the bomb. Write that murder for the dub, CNN.com. I'm the wisdom that'll help your man spot the undercovers. The block that supplies and feeds you and your brothers. The hunger that'll take your hustle to another level. The courage under fire while you lettin' off the metal. The shine in your bezel when you recognize your worth. The instinct to pop off first. I'm the truth in your lies. The feeling that you other podcasts despise. After you analyze and start to realize,
ain't none of y'all better. What y'all know about
putting my work on the block?
Ain't none of y'all better.
Let you know it's all real.
Is it real?
Yes.
Ain't none of y'all better. What y'all know about
putting my work on
the block? Baby, can I talk to you for a minute? I know you notice things been tight around here lately. We don't really need all three of these bedrooms. If you really think about it, we could live without it. It's a vacant spot one floor beneath for much more cheap. We could afford it easy. Wouldn't even have to really pack. Borrow your granddad's van and look like that. Save $150 each month. Go to Red Lobster and eat what we want. Move down, gave keys to the landlady. But I kept the spare set that she had gave me. It's cheaper, but I actually regret. Couldn't even tell you where the extra money went. Can't go back now, it's too late. New people moved into our old space. Of course, they loud as a something. Not just partying, they wild on some other mother. They selling something out of there. All night you can hear people up and down the stairs. I ain't telling them they wrong. I just learned to sleep with the television on. And every single Wednesday they be gone. From 9 till at least about 11 in the morn. Get a little peace from the floorboards creaking and sleeping. Cause it isn't anybody home. They getting worse lately. They fussing, they cursing, keep waking up the baby. Last Tuesday night a fight broke out. And somebody let off a gun up in the house. And so the very next morning I listened through the floor till I heard them all leave. Crept upstairs with my old keys. Walked in and helped myself to the whole thing. Half pint of weed, a big coke stash. New 45 and a little stack of cash. Caught me a cab over to St. Paul. Selling them things that cheap, man, it ain't hard. Came home with close to 4 G's. Plus saved my man a taste of the trees. Now I can hear him going crazy upstairs. Probably should have just kept our ass up there.
Above. Can I borrow some money? Can I get some weed? Can I drive your car? Can you pay my rent? Can you buy me a drink? Can I wear your gold? Can you take me to the mall and get me a pair of those? That's when I smack the shit out you.
I smack the shit out you.
That's when I smack the shit out you.
I smack the shit out you.
shit out ya. That's when I smack the shit out ya.
I smack the shit out.
That's when I smack the shit out ya.
I smack the shit out.
Hey yo, niggas get cocky when they get a little change. They buy a car for gas, they need a little change. They never on the front line, they stay the middle main, picking dollars off the floor after you done made it rain. And women always throwing hits when they rent due, and I throw a hit right back. What the fuck you gon' do? Go get your money from the store you brought your wig out of. Before I pay your rent, I'ma slap the shit out you. Can I borrow some money? Can I get some weed? Can I drive your car? Can you pay my rent? Can you buy me a drink? Can I wear your gold? Can you take me to the mall and get me a pair of those? That's when I smack the shit out you.
I smack the shit out you.
That's when I smack the shit.
Yeah.
That's when I smack the shit out you.
I smack the shit out.
That's when I smack the shit out you.
Yo,
smack yo if I gotta, I walk around the world trying to smack everybody. I'm certified, IG don't need to verify me. I smack the shit out you playing rich and being broke. I smack my kids taking batteries out the remote. I smack the shit out police when they pull me over. Then stick my middle finger up to the camera on the shoulder. I smack the shit out you, then I smack the shit out you. And mind your business, bitch, ain't nobody talking about you. Can I borrow some money? Can I get some weed? Can I drive your car? Can you pay my rent? Can you buy me a drink? Can I wear your gold? Can you take me to the mall and get me a pair of those? That's when I smack the shit out you.
I smack the shit out.
That's when I smack the shit out you.
I smack the shit out.
That's when I smack the shit out you.
I smack the shit out.
That's when I smack the shit out you.
I smack the shit out you.
We do this every week. It is my partner and I get a chance to chop it up since we are in two different locations. We take this time to catch up and you guys get to hear us talk a little bit of shit and talk about various topics. So how you living, Star Saxon?
Good, man. It's a Wednesday. AB 84 day, man. This nigga's tripping again, dude. We'll get to that.
So I got a couple things I wanted to talk about this week. Things that just kind of came to my mind actually today. I was doing some stuff with chopping it up with West Haven a little bit back and forth over text. And so one of the questions that he asked me got me to thinking about something I wanted to bring up to you. So that question, the first one here is this: what album was it that you were late to jump on? It could be whatever genre, because for me, and I'll start since I know I just dropped this on you. For me, it was Wu-Tang 36 Chambers, because I remember when it came out, I had read about the review of the source, and I went to over to the warehouse because I was on San Jose State campus. So I go over to the warehouse and I pick it up and I bring it back, and of course there are these dudes that, you know, these masks and all this stuff, and so I listened to it and I said nah, and I took it right back. And I did that warehouse exchange and got myself another CD. And it wasn't until 4 or 5 months later that I listened to it again, because I had partners that were playing it and stuff, that, you know, a couple of people that were playing it around the dorm, but I still wasn't feeling it. And it took about 4 or 5 months before I actually warmed up to it and was ready to listen to it and was ready to accept it. So that's one of the, that's a project that took me a while to jump on. You got something like that?
Well, look, man, you're a bigger man than me to say that you slept on the Wu. No, man, I didn't sleep on them niggas, dude. Like, not at all. Because if I'm not mistaken, I think it was that first Alcoholics album. Ooh. When we went it over with them opening up the refrigerator with all the 40s.
Yeah.
I think that came out like August of like 93 or some shit. And then I think the Wu-Tang Clan album came out like September of 93. I had them shits. It was them. It was the Licks. It was Wu. It was Black Moon. That shit got me until that fateful Tuesday, the week of Thanksgiving, 1993. So, peep.
Yeah.
August 93 through November 93. It was Black Moon into the stage, Alcoholics 21 and over, and that Wu-Tang 36 Chamber. But that Tuesday before Thanksgiving, 1993, that's when that Dell, the Funky Homo Sapien, No Need for Alarm, and that first Snoop Dogg Doggy Style dropped at midnight. Feel me? Yeah. And a special shout out to the Souls of Mischief 93 to Infinity album. Can't forget that one too. So now, I didn't sleep on much of that shit. Now as for what I can admit I slept on, I mean, I bought the Smith & Wesson album, The Shining, put it in my Walkman the day it came out, got back to the dorm room. I wasn't feeling it, dude. I wasn't feeling that shit at all. I was mad as fuck. I fucked up guest appearances and shit. So I have to admit, dude. The next day I took that shit back and got The Roots, Do You Want More? They came out the same day.
Okay.
That's not a bad exchange.
That's not a bad exchange at all.
Oh, but I gotta admit, I did the PNC boys dirty by taking that shit back. And I recognized the error of my ways because the homie played Session at the Dog Healy. And I was like, oh, fuck, I must have forgot about that one. I must have skipped over that because I was fast-forwarding, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I went back like the next week and copped The Shining. I can't say I slept on it. I was just looking for something. Their shit was kind of like, yo, we going to get you through the world, black man. But Buckshot was like, I'm just shooting these niggas and killing every nigga in sight. I can say, being that it's 2020, I consider The Shining to be like my Bible, dude. Like, I go to that shit anytime I'm feeling stressed in life, man. I just go back, pick a track, you're gonna be good. But when I'm sick of dealing with motherfuckers at work, I go to the end of the stage. Different mindset, feel me?
Yeah, I feel you.
And then let's see, what other one could I tell you? Like, I bona fide just like absolutely slept on.
While you're thinking about that, you mentioned Do You Want More? Now, that was one, because I remember when the video for I Shall Proceed came out, and I was not in the, I hadn't yet taken my jazz appreciation class yet, right? So I wasn't feeling that at all, and I thought that was corny as hell. I thought, what the hell is this shit? I'm not with this at all. And then that was a couple months later as well, when I finally, somebody I knew had the album, and I listened to a couple of tracks, and I said, oh.
Okay.
I think I'm sleeping on this. I went and bought it, and that stayed in rotation for a long time. So I slept on that one, too.
Keep this fact, dude. Crenshaw and Slauson, where I used to live, I used to go to the barbershop next to this fish market. Backdoor, that's the little inner little shopping center where Nipsey got smoked. That's where I used to get my hair cut out.
Okay.
Sitting in the barber chair, getting my fade, and the barber had BT Teen Summit on. And then they have like this thing about who over here thinks they can freestyle in the audience. So they go to this dude in the audience and he goes, yo, I could freestyle. And it was like, all right, kick a beat. And so the DJ on Teen Summit played a beat, and then this motherfucker starts rapping his ass off for like 4 minutes. I'm like, man, this motherfucker's spitting. And it was like, yo, okay, yo, you definitely got flow. So what's your name, man? He goes, my name is Malik, but I go by the name of Black Thought, and this is my boy here, Questlove. And we got this band coming out of Philly called The Roots. We want y'all to check it out. We got an album coming out later on this year. We definitely want y'all to check this shit out. And I was like, all right, nigga, I'm going to go peep it when it drops. Like May of 94 or some shit. And that's how I knew that I was like, I only had like 10, I had like $11 in my pocket, Jay. And I was like, Smith & Wesson or The Roots? Smith & Wesson or The Roots? I walked by, I was so fucking mad because I already knew Black Thought could spit because I saw this nigga on Teen Summit. So when I took it back, it was kind of like that paradox, dude. Like, you got $20? You can't get two cassettes. You can get one cassette and walk away with like $9. Short $1 to get a cassette. Feel me?
True.
So I gotta admit, dude. So what did I sleep on? I slept on The Day Lost Stakes Is High.
Okay.
See, hey, yo, if y'all listening, man, my phone is blowing up. Dude, all these niggas I know is tripping on this Antonio Brown shit right now. This nigga done got an arrest warrant with no bond. They're throwing rocks at niggas, dude. That's incredible.
We definitely gonna have to get into that.
Okay, Stakes Is High. I slept on that shit. I will admit it. I slept on Gangstar.
I did sleep a little bit on Gangstar. I did a little bit.
Here's the deal. I got the first Gangstar album. Didn't get the second one. I slept on the third one. And then I definitely copped the one with A Long Way to Go, Hard to Earn. I copped that one. So it was kind of like I was skipping albums and shit. You know what I mean? I mean, that's my fault. I admit it. I guess that's not really sleeping on it. Jay, I gotta admit, dude, I don't think I really slept on anything, dude. Like, I don't buy Jay-Z albums. The nigga's always on the radio. Does that count?
No, I don't think that counts. Count,
right? I got Saphir when it came out. I didn't miss Hobo Junction. Right? Oh,
no. That was one of those. That I think I felt as if I was the only one going into the record store asking for Boxcar Sessions all the time and having the people at the counter saying, who is this dude asking for this obscure dude, this obscure artist, even though I was in the Bay Area and I was asking for it.
I'm trying to think, dude, because, yeah, we used to roll in the car to the Boxcar Session. I don't think I slept on much, dude. I mean, I got the War Report when it came out. Capone and Noriega, didn't miss that shit, yeah. Right? I got a bunch of Droop Capone shit out of L.A. I didn't miss that shit. Come on, Jay, there's something I had to miss. I'm not blowing myself up, but there's not much I missed, dude.
It's funny because I give you credit for putting me onto a lot of stuff. A lot, like, for example, you put me on to the Cocaine Funk Upon a Rhyme. That's what I was talking to West Haven about earlier this week. And so you put me on to that. And once I had that in the box, I mean, in the system, I was playing that all the time. So, yeah, it's different stuff, man, for sure. You put me on to, like, I was in the Bay Area. You telling me about the Dell, Underground Dell tape. The, what was it?
Future Development?
Yeah, Future Development. Yeah.
It's the internet. I'm telling you, dude, I don't think I really miss much. Got the group home. Right, I mean, and then we could, let's just, how about we just jump to like fucking like the early 2000s,
okay,
where like you were really pop hip hop or you were really deep dark underground shit. Like I got fucking Weathermen and Yak Balls. I didn't miss them niggas. Metro, you know, I didn't miss that. Copyright 76. I mean, I was listening to Kanye when he was saying, I didn't miss that nigga. I didn't miss that nigga either. Right?
Right.
Hey, I mean, I don't know if she's necessarily hip-hop, but she was cutting edge. Not to go out and miss that shit. The homie in New York is like, yo, man, you got to play this Quelle Chris nigga. This is the next shit. So I was like, all right, send him my way. I'm playing that nigga for ages. I ain't miss none of that nigga shit. Homeboy Sandman, House Jews. I don't think I missed any of that. Jay, I got to toot my own horn, dude. I don't think I missed anything.
I give you a lot of credit. Again, you put me on. You are definitely a, you keep your finger on the pulse of what's going on, underground and whatever.
Right, Jay.
Well, let's get into a few songs. We're going to come back. I think we might do an update on this craziness of your boy Antonio Brown before we get into more music. But you are listening to Microphone Masters.
Fucking punk, staying too long and your ass will get jumped. Jump, smack you with my elbow. Watch the L flow, take a cruise down a hellhole. Make the dead become active. 40 ounce so I could pronounce every ass hit. Ride past the light so I could spark it. But you wanna buff, green off the chocolate bag. Make your tail wag when I light up. I busted your ass trying to shoplift my item. Shame on you, fucking fool. But I don't sweat it, I keep my cool. Use a straight up marica.
With a diabolical sound coming through your speaker.
Ah, yeah, that should sound right.
So with
the word up,
my name is Fashion. You wanna cut it short? Take the cool ass blaster to the back and make it cool ass fast. Cause I be blasting, setting niggas up and shit. That pussy good, so I'ma be all up in it. Fucking it. I dive in sluts on the red. Got one for your head, punk, even if you're bad. Cause I'm cool. And you can be cool. Just hate it when them dumb motherfuckers act fly. Well, I went down, pulled out my fucking jammer, but shit start getting thick, so I had to cock the hammer like bow. Then you go on the floor. Now you can't fuck around with these nuts no more. See niggas be faking, just hanging with the funk. But in all our junk, you know we swang with the funk. Check it, trunks get popped in the nick of time. So you suckers back off, cause you can't fuck with mine.
Like a mad scar, I'm all about about the money, the bitches, and drive around in a bad car. Cause I ain't taking no shorts, I play for keeps, I stay strapped. Cause I ain't got no time to roll deep. Rugged and raw, kid, my heart pumps acid through my veins. Watch your brains get blasted, what? I came to freak the funk on a real tip. The junkyard niggas like steel, I don't feel shit. I ain't trying to hear nothing, cause niggas ain't shit, and all the hoes out here just be frontin'. So I proceed to hold my own and maintain and get mine. Those who try to front can catch pain. You know my style, so prepare for the slaughter. Your shit is underground, my shit is underwater. Cause I was crazy yo, before I started rapping. And I'ma pull your card if you think it can't happen.
Super bad, super bad, super bad.
With the diabolical sound coming through your speaker.
Super bad, super bad, super bad.
With the diabolical sound coming through your speaker.
Super bad, super bad, super bad.
With the diabolical sound coming through your speaker.
Super bad, super bad, super bad.
With the diabolical sound coming through your speaker.
Super bad.
What's going on, everybody? This is Jay Love with Microphone Masters Radio Show. If you're interested in maybe sponsoring a segment or having a commercial play to reach your potential customers, because they're listening, why don't you hit me up? MikeMastersRadio@gmail.com. Again, that's MikeMastersRadio@gmail.com.
You can. That's always been in my bag and always will be because it's within me.
Sound like we back to the part where you get reminded. But catching everything that you thought would make you rewind it. Like everything you knew that you caught, you still behind it. So everything you get is in parts, it's like assignment. Part of it sound more like sitting under the floor. Might be enough to sit you above what all of your flaws like. And all of the applause is singing in uniform like. And then you take note what these harmonies can harm like. It sound like smoke out of the scope, how the gray on. And then the smoke clears and everybody you play gone. And may y'all continue to pray on who you root on like stay on. And make a seance out of a nuance. And say y'all get in the way of what I've been doing. My catalog is like Avon, me's brother moves on. Do y'all a three-peat and we about to part for it. Do either part for it or part good. This what it sound like when you get a sound light. And everything above it wind up underground like. If everything above it is the reason it sound right, then it was cut from it, but it's cut out of round like. Bet it that it sound like raising a 4-5 and making the floor rise. All while explaining apartheid. All while changing in a car ride, then aiming at offsides, all while playing the far side. And pray if the car dies that you was low enough to get lost by whoever had a set on your door side. Closer than a rear view, low as it appears to, where they grow weight and throw weight like a mere do. And at the roots of it all, there'd be more to adhere to. Say to do what you do with your arms if you could bear to. It sound like a fist in the air meets a brick in the air, meets baguettes, meets the vision impaired. Or it sound like visions impaired. And depending on how you pronounce both is what'll get to repair. It sound like rug money that turn into plug money, that turn into overturning the plugs money. And this what it sound like when you get a sound light. And everything above it wind up underground like. If everything above it is the reason it sound right, then it was cut from it, but it's cut out of round like. Embedded that it sound like a run that ain't nobody ever ran on. Ship it high, whip it, no dance on. You get your stand on from whoever they got you beside. Until your G drop out when it be time to align. Line up like 12 when they be trying to collide. They add you on by trying to divide. Another time, no me. No, I put the sublime in the subliminal. They fan base won't bid something, mine did a few. And when your fave spitting that shit and you seem surprised, I'm Eric betting with Kyle, I'm feeding them from behind. Word to Kenny, all this work, two working with me. Cause it was either work out of verse or work a semi. Box out like Hakeem, 30-20. Through the pump fake and they thinking I work for semi. Lot of lines, I leave you the time to go and break those. Meanwhile, I'm ducking from playing clothes. Cause this what it sound like when you get a sound light. And everything above it wind up underground like. If everything above it is the reason it sound right, then it was cut from it, but it cut out of round like. Now bet what it sound like.
J
Yo, what's up? This is King T from the Mighty Liquid Crew, and you're chilling on the Microphone Masters on Dub CNN, y'all.
Sniffing blow for the first time. Off the top of my composition, discovered it was dope from the first line. Bet I get them addicted as soon as I disperse mine. Married to the habit for better or worse times, to better rehearse lines, kick them off the memory. Serenade your block, heavy metal, bang symphony. Name a nigga better with the orchestra. 50 round drum, play percussion, popping off at ya. Rocky and Apollo, rocking live in Carolina. From the speakers to your brainstem, brain matter, flame chatter, aim data. Popping in the booth like John Wilkes, killer blowing shots from a Lincoln. Zero tolerance for slave thinking. That's word of my leaner, tucking my Nina close. Beam a target from afar and shoot them up in even dose. Brought the real back to life, got these fake niggas shaking like they seen the ghost. Yo, you're welcome. Catch me at the diner pouring syrup on the Belgium. Waitress with a fatty winking at me while I'm building over tour dates. Whole squad is eating, bring us more plates. Backpack before the rap, shotty in the North Face. Niggas know, Zeiss boogie, piff to go. Been a bomb threat, I'm just waiting for my shit to blow. Synchronize your watching when it's time to work, let's get this dough. Niggas talking funny with the money, then we skip the show. Simple, mathematics, 2+2+, 4 to your jawbone. Talk tough, I make you swallow all chrome. This ain't a threat or a promise, so take it as advice. Mean flow 100%. Your favorite rapper is only as half as nice. So cop it at half the price, do yourself a favor. Save your money to my people in the struggle still. Holding down the corner while they juggle krill. I swear to God that I'ma quit after a couple mil. Cause you and I are one and the same, we serve them. They keep coming back, but it hurts us to curb them. They trust us, knowing that we probably don't deserve them. And when the money's gone, we just desert them. That's why I'm sniffing blow for the first time, off the top of my composition, discovered it was dope from the first line. Bet I get them addicted as soon as I disperse mine. Married to the habit for better or worse times.
That's it right there.
Microphone Masters, J Love and Star Saxon here. So Star Saxon, your phone's getting blown up. You hit me up. I was looking at my phone as well. Look, let's get into the insanity of it, but then I think it reminds me of something that Bomani Jones would say whenever he talks about the top, whenever they get on the subject of Antonio Brown. Is he okay? But what's the latest stuff with your boy Antonio Brown?
Okay, so you remember when he was yelling at the cops last week, throwing gummy dicks at him?
Yes.
I'm thinking how I could present that, dude, but that's, you just gotta dive right in sometimes. This nigga was throwing gummy dicks at cops, call them all types of foul shit. In addition to cussing out his baby mom in front of his kids, like straight hoodlum niggas in the streets would do. All right, so somehow he pulled some type of card with God and didn't get arrested for that shit. I don't know how. Like I said, I've never seen a nigga throw anything at cops and not get arrested. This nigga was throwing gummy dicks at cops. I don't know. So flash forward 1 week. Apparently, he had a moving truck there. And these niggas was trying to move out with some of his shit. Or the other story is they had his shit, but he didn't pay, so they wasn't releasing his shit.
Now you have heard a lot of stories about Antonio Brown not paying for a lot of different things.
Pay for the deal with his fucking house chef. Like, I don't want to be slandering this nigga. Basically, there was a truck with some of his shit in there, and somehow it didn't find its way back to him. I don't know who said what or anything, but allegedly, he and somebody else threw a rock at the truck, and then allegedly, he took off on somebody's jaw. Now, Trainer was, you know, suspect number two. They already got his ass. I already seen the jumpsuit photo. Like, this nigga's already, like, pleading out, like, a day and a half after this shit happened. Antonio locked the door and refused to come out his own. So they had to go over there to the judge and get, like, you know, subpoenas and warrants. I mean, it's like a case of Law and Order. So next thing you know, we're on the phone just now. News breaks. They got an arrest warrant for this nigga. No bond. Like, bottom line is, man, once we get you, nigga, you are not posting. You're not getting out, dude. You're going to sit in this cell contemplating life. And God help you start talking to yourself, you're going to be in a 5150 in 3 seconds, dude. Maybe you get the help he needs this way, dude. I don't know.
And again, it's clear speculation in terms of why all of a sudden he has gone from zero to 100 real quick. But when he was playing for your team, because we know that he played for the Steelers for almost all of his career before this season, he was traded in the offseason to the Raiders, and the Raiders ended up cutting him, and then he played for the Patriots for a game, whatever. But this was the your Steelers had to hide his flaws, or really well. They had to have some great hedge around him that is no longer there, that we're seeing all of the frailties, or could it be, I mean, it's, I hate to even speculate this way, but could it be football? I mean, you remember a few seasons ago, he got blasted in a playoff game, didn't he? By one of the Ravens players.
It was the Bengals, Vontaze Burfict.
Burfict.
But look, though, like the Burfict hit is the one everybody's talking about. Coach the tape. The next year after they played, when they played again, the follow up, the game where Juju laid Burfict out.
Right.
The game winning touchdown was also scored by Antonio Brown, but he caught that ball, took a crown of the helmet hit to the side of his head, didn't drop the ball though. I think it was that hit. I don't think the perfect hit. I think it was the end zone TD reception hit that did him in. Excuse me right there. I think that's what did him in, dude. But yeah, man, Tomlin, man, he was hiding a lot of shit from the public at large about this dude. So I got to go back and say, everybody listening, take notes. Never underestimate the power of a strong black male influence.
True there. True that. Yeah, it's... Yeah, there's something, and of course we'll continue to talk about it and speculate on it and all that type of stuff. But let's get into a few more songs. We're gonna come back. Star Saxon, I want to ask you, because we sometimes have these discussions. So I want to just kind of, I saw this sign that said if you weren't afraid, what would you do? Essentially, the saying was, if you weren't afraid, what could you do? So if there were, you know, whenever the household incomes weren't holding us back, or the craziness of the market, or, you know, homes being priced too high in the state of California, whatever, if you had your druthers, what would you do? So think about that. We're gonna come back. So you are listening to Microphone Masters.
Niggas rattle. sit and plot. I pull out the stock and gun him down from up the block and blow. R.I.P. the Rambo, we call him Bo. He got body doing death row when I ain't had a foe. My PNC was something special, we really miss you. We know you watching over us, may Allah bless you. You still a king, niggas say your name is still respected. I even fleshed it, through your son you resurrected.
I already said it then, your little man, he looked like a twin.
Pete, my brother sleep, I know he resting in peace. Let me get back to this grimy shit out here in the streets. It gets even deeper, they running fire, so I gave him ether. Audio from Reaper, death through your speaker. This ain't no bullshit either, and I can take no breather. Should do be getting spooky now, bitches foul, kids is wild. Body found in and out of every hood in town. Some niggas starving, stomachs touching their back, they robbing. Finger on the trigger so much, the shit be throbbing. I heard they out here kicking doors in Miami. You understand me? Tying up the whole family, home invasion. Yo, where the stash at? There's only ass that once before they bout to clap that.
Yo, let me kill us, nigga.
Last words before they blast that. Pillow over the face, cover up the fifth verse. He squeezed again and shits first. Now they put one in his skirt. I looked down at the ground, this wish was giving birth. I saw the baby and the blood of the umbilical was critical. Looked in my eyes right before he cried. Pull a car round, he seen his first tray pound. There's no way now, he could be treated like he a clown now. Ran in his home, parents gone, the kid is grown now. He living in his cruel world now.
Shootouts is similar to Wild West. Broad daylight, face to face without a vest. You know the episodes, thugs, camouflage, and spectacles. Please God to save the life that the devil sold. See, it was written but was never told. Peep the jewels, black man, it's even better than gold. Niggas roll with iron, police roll in hot pursuit, trying to stop the loot. Fuck Jake, cock or shoot.
Yo, we out of town, me and my peeps got pounds. R.I.P. barbecue, my man got laid down. 30 shots blown, niggas is grown, dubs was flown. It's ironic, the day he got killed, the sun was blown. Make a toast up, 20 years of age, we pouring drinks out. Links out, dragging on the floor, we got the minks out. See them bitches shaking asses, they be asking where the cash is. Niggas spending, be getting passes. You were lame, you be tricking on them. Ask Jermaine, I gave him game, he be tell you how I was spitting on him. And Joe be trying to save a hoe, he been serving them. I be on the go, after dough, I be curving them. Fuck that, dirt naps to all of these niggas. Guns clap, brrrr, applause for all of these niggas. Standing ovation, nation of guards with rods. About as long as a blog, catch a homie and nod. Nicholas Cage moment, my 40 cal is golden. That's my man, that's his brother, and we all be knowing each other's family members, like aunties and mothers. But that don't mean shit, we still splatter each other. For the love of money, that nigga Sonny let his eagle holler. He killed this man for some grams, a few hundred dollars. He can't be trusted, he always lusted. For all I know, it was him that got my son busted. Yo, Rye, no lie, he the first to die. Let the 40 fly, body on the ground, soul in the sky. Amongst the heavens, let it hover with the other suckers. He deserve every slug, dirty motherfucker. Yo, lie, tell Ty, crack the Henny, get high. Say your prayer for my guys, y'all niggas missed in the sty.
Shootouts is similar to Wild West. Broad daylight, face to face without a vest. You know the episodes, thugs, camouflage, and spectacles. Please God to save the life that the devil sold. See, it was written but was never told. Peep the jewels, black man, it's even better than gold. Niggas roll with iron, police roll in hot pursuit, trying to stop the loot.
Yo, what's going on, y'all? This is Master Ace, Brooklyn, New York, EMC crew, and you're checking out Microphone Masters.
Pick up out your mouth, where your time at? Do we know everything that you about? So try another route, paper boy. You can't destroy what we done built. Pick on somebody your own size and fuck around, get killed. But not like the guilt above the knees. BB, we'll plant your nigga like Caesar, fertilizer for the trees. Emergency vehicle, last thing speeding from the scene, nigga. Take one for the team, now he bleeding from the spleen. Stay so fresh and oh, so motherfucking clean. No blood spatter or evidence, long distance with a beam. We come in peace, but some of y'all niggas come in three gluttons. Fucking up the gang like ice, heroin, or speed. Slow down, nigga.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like Ballad of Ricky Bobby, boy, go fast. Not a hobby, this my life, you disrespect it, that's your ass. As one half of the outcast return like Ghost of Christmas Past. It's the son of Chico Dusty, must be West Savannah Band. Had to go to church on Sunday with great grandma and granddad. Taught me always follow Jesus when the grass didn't have a path. If I ever fell astray, then God would get me back on track. Didn't say that Rico
Bongo, Ray, and Pat was getting with me and three stacks. Then we spittin', cause we killin' everything that we attack. Special forces of the rap game, so you best take heed of that. All the shit you rappers lack, we got plenty, here's a snack. Don't ruin their appetite because your shit is really whack. Whack ass nigga.
That shit is like breathing in there. Going to bread for it.
Another battle won. Another story to tell. Listen to the angelic plucking of the puppet strings as Sir Lucius puts his left foot forward and glides off into the horizon of infinite regression. Victorious. Undefeated on the battlefield against the millions of ignorance, greed, and hatred. All pretenders to the throne are left naked because the truth is the only thing you can ever be stripped of. And if we commit to that truth, we can end the infinitely vicious cycle affecting our youth today. If we just stop lying.
What's going on, everybody? It is J-Love with Microphone Masters Radio Show. Why don't you follow us on social media? Here's everything you need to know. Grab a pen, maybe just hit rewind a couple times so you can grab it all. Follow my man Star Saxon at Star Saxon. That's StarSaxxon. You can follow me on Twitter at Javon Love. That's JAV like Victor ONLUV. Follow the show at Mike Masters Radio. That's MIC Masters Radio. And of course, you got to follow DubCNN on Twitter at DubCNN, DubCNN.
Nowadays, I had it up to here from my chest to my head. When the Buddha bless my head, then the eyes are red. Coming for you. 3, 2, 1, nice to know you. You wanted to pop junks and I was like a little figure on the
heads
floor.
Heads ready, grab the original guns and machetes. I pin that to the grass like I was Teddy, cause brothers ain't ready for the frozen the dreads. Hit you with the Glock from your toes to your head.
There's an X amount of yard weed, yo, that's the guard. We pass it over here so I can get irie wiry. Smoke so much, brothers be asking why the original gun clappers keep on clapping.
Heads ain't ready for what my clique got in store, cause what we got in store keeps us prepared for the war. Shows get blown, hoes get thrown out the room. Plus napkins for nibbles that ride D's from now to noon. Now assume position, punks pissing in pants, cause lyrical skills is making you feel.
Still, if in case you don't know how we be living, it's in my nature to keep robbing like givens. For real though, bring it still broke, kill or be killed, yo, you don't know. So that leaves you screwed like a dildo. I still blow punks like crust into dust. Plus we got your buck.
Who the warriors?
Rockin' rock and
heads
what?
Ain't ready for the slick we got. Heads ain't ready, man, I swear they not. Heads ain't ready for the slick we got. Heads ain't ready, man, I swear they not.
What's that aroma in the air?
Treason.
So what that means, son?
Son, it means it's hunting season. It's time to stack pates. Do you got what it takes? Can you react when your life's at stake? I rock the stripes of an MP upon my Tim tree and keep a watch for my enemies.
Whenever he come in the midst of the boot camp click, it gets realer, so I still serve justice. 32 degrees freeze until these MCs decide to relieve you of grief.
On my way from out of state, I hit my block FAP with my man Ruck and my man Rock ST. Just left my man Brown Nose. Now we got a sack of the black for the shows. Clothes ain't really nothing to me, but I stay with my Timberland tree and my B-double-O-T-C. Rock the party, keep my head nod T. Did you notice me floating with potency? Buckshot, the BDB, and Evil D. Rock fluidly.
Heads ain't ready for the slick we got. Heads ain't ready, man, I swear they not. Heads ain't ready for the slick we got. Heads ain't ready, man, I swear they not.
Mr. McGee, don't get me angry. You wouldn't like it when I'm angry. Ill thoughts to the dome start to change. Rearrange the way I be kicking. My flavor, even my neighbors notice a change in the ruckus behavior.
Now you roaches don't even come close or approach this. What I be smoking, leave your monkey choking. Straight from Yardie, like the one Robert Marley. You hardly ever saw me without a bag of that bomb weed. I wake up in the morning and chocolate's what starts it. Reaching in my pocket for the roach to spark it. I'm stepping in hot to this year with my brethren dry tear and my cousin with no fear. So who wanna come test the top dog? They dig you out the ditch and then they take you to the mall.
Kill the lords, pay the cost. Who's the boss? The generals pass laws that we GCs enforce.
So you get stamped quick by the boot camp click when your fake MCs come with the same old skits. Wanna be hardcore but don't know what it is to get paid in the streets or to really get biz.
Here's misdemeanor, the crook with the mouth full, known for being loud and rocking those flavor Timbos. It's half past Lincoln, clothes dead and stinking. Country boy got me just zoning and thinking. Time to start stacking on you crabs and snakes. I gotta move right, cause my rep's at stake. Call up my dogs that's quick to bust. Partners in crime, take you back to the dust. Now I got four eyes to watch my back, plus my own two, make it a 4-6 pack. Now we bring the ruckus to wanna be suckers. Body and knuckles like I change up my chuckers.
Don't you know the W-A-R is O-N? Open to them head scoping, hoping they can get a bite and write what I write. But they don't know the night keeps me in my click airtight.
Right.
All y'all biters wanna chunk the script, but you quick to take a flick by my side as you shake my hand, giving the fake smile. But I peek you for a while, ease out, select it when the BD pull your file. Can I pull your card again? The Bucks guardians, the armor leg, leg armor head, so begin to drop the bomb so I can drop
you
the.
You ask for it, who want beef for his war? For this, I pack twin automatic 4-4s. Hit the same before, don't even speak about my fleet. Mini pop chunk, but front when them see me, them not
heads
ready.
Ain't ready for the slick we got. Heads ain't ready when I swear they not. Heads ain't ready for the slicks we got. Heads ain't ready when I swear they not. Heads ain't ready for the slicks we got. Heads ain't ready when I swear they not. Heads ain't ready for the slicks we got.
Microphone Masters, Jay Love and Star Saxon here. So Star Saxon, before we came back, you know, went into those songs, I asked you the question, kind of, what would if you weren't afraid, or if you weren't, you know, held back by the markets and all that type of stuff, what is it that you would love to be able to do that might be some of those other factors might be holding you back? Is there anything that comes to mind?
A perfect day with a tail, waking up to a good ass breakfast, getting about 2 hours in at the gym, getting an hour in on my road bike, and then waiting for my kids to come home, play with them on the bike, throw the football, the basketball, do some jump rope and some hot scotch with my daughter, go over some reading lessons with them, and then let them show me the math that they know, closing it out with a little bit of old school NES, Super Mario Brothers, Mike Tyson, out, Rampage, Psych Bike, just type of family man type shit, dude. If I wasn't afraid, it's perfect. The reason I can't do that, like, I go to fucking work. Work
right.
Is life. It totally gets in the way of life right now.
Right.
Now in terms of, like, you know, these like material things, like what would I try to achieve? It's like, man, I already achieved my dream, Jay. Right?
Okay.
What I do for a living, achieved my dream.
Yeah.
At this point, I just want to invest in my kids, because there's nothing else that's going to beat that. Just invest in my kids, invest in my wife, invest in my family, because everything else, I feel like I've seen the cycles, and these shits, they come, and these shits fucking go, man. Like, go back home to L.A., man. The club was named something when I was younger. Couldn't get in. You name that shit something, I can get in. I'm looking around like, that shit wasn't even that serious. The shit shut down, reopened to something else. Now I don't want to get in. You know? And then, like, motherfuckers be selling their souls for, like, clicks and shit. They got the new, you know, show, hot new podcast, hot new label, hot new gear. But then the reality is, man, that shit only hot for, like, 9 months. And you just stuck with inventory. That shit's going to be a Ross after that, right? Next hustle. Right, you got to go to the next hustle. It's like a drug, dude. Like think about this, dude. Like, if a nigga pushes cocaine, if a nigga pushes crack, speed, pick your fucking drug, dude. As long as they don't get pinched by the cops, and as long as they don't get shot, they're still pushing that same product. Right. But if you come out with some new kicks, them shits is gonna fly for like 8 months, dude.
If that,
you feel me? Fucking boxer shorts. You know what I mean? Now you're trying to come up with a hype toothbrush or the hype do-rag. At a certain point, it's like, man, you just selling me some fucking nonsense. Look, nigga, let me just give you $20 right now. You can keep the bullshit. I don't need it.
I feel you.
That's my soliloquy on capitalism. So I ain't going to sit here and say, if I wasn't scared, I'm going to open up my own clothing label. Fuck, man. Amazon going to undercut me.
Man. Yeah, that's the scary stuff when you think about it. I roll around here, I'm out in the Phoenix area, and there are certain areas of town that I'm not going to say that they're bulletproof when you look at where the more affluent areas of the valley, but there are some places where I drive by and malls are dying on a vine because now everybody can get that stuff, of course, online, and they can get it cheaper. And or they can get, you know, the bookstore is a great example. I used to love taking my oldest, who's in college now, I used to love going to the bookstore to take him to purchase a book. And of course, there's still Barnes and Nobles, but you started to see that quantity shrink, and some of those bookstores going out of business and all those things. And it's because of technology, because of the Amazons of the world. And that, and while some people love the convenience, I think it's sad because you have all this space, all these things that are built up, and then all we're becoming is an economy of just click and purchase, and have Amazon, purchase it from Amazon, to have Amazon deliver it to you, to have Amazon then target you online, and it's just a crazy vicious circle.
And the thing, and, you know, to jump on that, the thing that really bothers me as we digress, the thing that bothers me about the whole Amazon effect is anything that's seeking to compete in that space, retail, they typically can only do one thing to stay afloat. Sell what sells.
Right.
You know, they're not going to have, like, Barnes & Noble is not going to have, like, some sick mind-blowing ass book on, like the contemporary politics of gentrification in San Diego, for lack of a better phrase. Just something random. They're not going to have that book on the shelf because there's only one nigga that wants to read it. You know what I mean? They can't allow their limited shelf space to be occupied by something that is not likely to move. So all they're going to do is sell hot bestsellers, right?
True.
But all that really means is they're selling the same shit the next store is selling, and the next store is selling, and the next store is selling. So there's no unique sets of products that can capture your attention. And there's no longer an incentive to say, I'm going to patronize Barnes & Nobles because they always got good literature by up-and-coming artists. They're just selling the same shit that the other stores are selling because they all have to be able to sell as quickly as possible. They can't take any risks. So when you think about, like, going to, like, Nike.com, right?
Right.
You got so many motherfucking shoes, dude. It's ridiculous. Like, sometimes I wonder, like, are these shoes being made with, like, a 3D printer once I click buy? Or are they really just sitting in a fucking warehouse ready to be sold? They got shit I've never fucking seen before. You know, you go to, like, remember you just go to Foot Locker, like, when the new J's drop? Well, we all know about the new J's. Yeah. What about those? What? Yeah. They don't even sell these shits in the store. Like, you just got to go in there. You got to know how to enter a fucking code. But when you see them, it's, yo, this shit gets me excited. I need these shits on my feet. True. I'm going to lay the money down because it's unique. You know, it's a way to reinforce your identity, how you want to present yourself to the public, instead of rocking the exact same J's on that drop. Because you're like, yo, I got the J's. And the homie's like, yo, you fucked up. You went there the day they dropped. You bought them. You got the same shit like everybody else. But if you waited a week, now they got the alternate.
That's true, man. That's
true. Yeah. Little side, dude. Like, yeah, Amazon, dude. These niggas fucked the game up, dude. Got everybody dressing the same, dude. Everywhere you go, pick your city, they got the same motherfucking restaurants, dude. Niggas is scared.
Yes, exactly. I think that I was talking to my wife about that, and being able to, that was part of the allure of going to another city, was all of the restaurants. That's why when I go, I try to search the diners, drive-ins, and dive, try to find those dive places, those out of the way places. But now you can go and you can find, you know, insert chain restaurant here or chain store here, and there's no, the uniqueness is gone, and that's happening because of what's made.
That's, they're the only ones that can afford the lease.
Yeah, that's true.
The corporations can afford the leases and shit now. Like, me and you, as much as we'd like to, if we wasn't scared, we'd open up a fucking a beer and spirit spot, right?
Right.
It'd be Sax and Jay's spirit. So drink on. Pour out a little liquor for the homie before you come in every time, right?
Right.
Put that shit in Tempe, and then them niggas gonna be like, yo, the rent on this is gonna be something like 40 G's a month. We don't build big ass square foot spaces, so we're gonna need 40 G's a month. And then, by the way, there's this pressure to raise the minimum wage, so every year you're in business, your labor costs are gonna go up at least $1 an hour.
True.
And then once you finally figure out how to be profitable or at least break even, your 5-year lease is up, but now we gotta renew it. Oh, but we're gonna raise that shit 25% more. That's like a closeout deal, dude. Why would you even try that shit?
Yeah, the barrier to entry is a lot, is much higher than it used to be. So I like this. I like this show. I like this episode, Star Sax. We talk a little bit of hip hop, a little bit of what's going on in society, a little socioeconomics, all that type of stuff, and a little bit of Antonio Brown. So we do this every week. So on behalf of the one and only Star Sax, and I am Jay Love, we're going to leave you out with a couple more songs. But join us next week. And also make sure you check out dubcnn.com, dubcnn.com. Check out jlovemusic.com. That shameless plug there. And then of course you can catch us on all places where you get wonderful podcasts. So make sure you search Microphone Masters Radio Show. Follow my man Star Saxon on Twitter at Star Saxon, StarSaxxon. He is a fool. He be getting that, folks, all the time on Twitter. So we'll catch y'all next time, and until then, you can.
They're jiggling, baby.
Go ahead, baby.
They're jiggling, baby.
Go ahead, baby.
Uncle L, future of the funk. Records are recorded, minus all the junk. People spread gossip and believe what they must. But I slam dunk punks and make them fight the dust. A minute is needed to make a phony rony bleed and put them in a bucket like a chicken feed. Check out the pick up the litter, not a quit, I'm nice. And I'ma dust you off and dust you on twice. You never heard it, so observe it, hysterical fan. Fanatics of the Asiatic miracle man. Prominent, dominant, McCoy and I'm real. Another brother's fan, forget how you feel. He's so-so, I got the instinct. They call me Jeopardy Dog, they put your booty in the clink. Click and dance into a Marley Marl remix single love. Let me see your earrings jingle, love.
They're jiggling, baby.
Go ahead, baby.
They're jiggling, baby.
Go ahead, baby.
They're jiggling, baby.
Go ahead, baby.
They're jiggling, baby.
Go ahead, baby. I chopped you, chewed you, baked you, and stewed you. To stop your pop, you need to stop, you kind of rude you. No good nigga boo trying to base. How we living, homes? Get out my face. I'm complete and a fact, and I can't fall. Ride surprise, and I advise you all to stand back and peep. Don't sleep or doubt. My skill'll get ill. I turn the mother out, huh? I'm top notch, you're playing hopscotch. I'ma do ya while the party people watch. You're real funny, you really tried to go for yours. But I know why, you ain't had no dough before. So you tried and lied to drain my fame. This ain't a game, yo, you know my name. Innovating, devastating, and don't want a single now. Dance in my remix single.
They're jingling, baby.
Go ahead, baby.
They're jingling, baby.
Go ahead, baby.
They're jingling, baby.
Go ahead, baby.
They're jingling, baby.
Go ahead, baby. When you first walked in, I ain't know what to think. Cause you grabbed the microphone like your booty don't stink. And tried to run down that. I can't get over that garbage you were saying. You call that a battle rap? How we gon' go against an army with a handgun? I'm LL, you don't understand, son. I'm a legend, on top of that I'm living. Now you look booty like the bum is giving. Whoever keeps you up, nah, how should I say it? Whoever set you up, they just had to play it. Cause man, yo, I feel for you, brother, I'm a bad.
Word to the
taking out suckers while the ladies pucker. Rolling over punks like a redneck trucker. Innovating, devastating, they don't want a single now. Let me see your earrings jingle.
They're jingling, baby.
Go ahead, baby.
They're jingling, baby.
Go ahead, baby.
They're jingling, baby.
Go ahead, baby.
They're jingling, baby.
Go ahead,
break
baby.
Down.
I never swerve, I'm superb. Every word you heard played tricks on your nerve. Played your hand, lost track of your plan. When I show up, I blow up and destroy my man. Playing like a poker chip, that's what you get. I bet your fret sweat and regret you met. The titan of fighting, exciting when writing. You're trifling toy boy, I got it in life, so start biting. You know you can't create and get mean like this. When I'm on the court, you ain't strictly switch. When it's all over, said and done, my friend. It's ALL, Cool J, just scored again. So take a step back, give me some room to rest up. Here's a choker back, you're getting off at the next stop. I'm a deliver and give a speech with vigor. Pass the wine cooler, you big black.
They're jingling, baby.
Go ahead, baby.
They're jingling, baby.
Yeah.
Go ahead, baby.
They're jingling,
baby.
Go ahead, baby. They're
jingling, baby.
Go ahead, baby.
They're jingling, baby.
Go ahead, baby.
They're jingling, baby.
Go ahead, baby.
They're jingling, baby.
Go ahead, baby.
They're jingling, baby.
Yeah, go ahead, baby.
They're jingling, baby.
Go ahead, baby.
They're jingling, baby.
Go ahead, baby.
And you say New York City. And you say New York City. And you say New York City. And you say
Hey, what's going on, everybody? This is Jay Love with Microphone Masters on dubcnn.com. Hey, y'all, I want you to do me a favor. Check out my friends over at Casual Sports Radio Network. That's KSRNAZ.com. Casual Sports Radio Network, that's where you're going to find everything that has to do if you are a football fan, if you're a basketball fan, if you like a little bit of hip-hop the way that I do, check it out. My man Casual E runs that over there. Again, Casual Sports Radio Network, KSRNAZ.com.
You can. The witch's brew.
If you wish to stay alive, you will make me the power of the universe.
To work, Igor.
I got competitive drive, rigid, I'm petty inside. Parties, I set them aside. I got too many to hide. Haiti rappers comatose. They spoke of the fear and the smoke. That was no terror attack. That was me clearing my throat. It's a moment of zen. I was just grabbing a pen. I never intended to massacre men. But alas, it happened again. These rappers get their aspirin. I'm Ricky Steamboat in the ring the way I'm dragging men. I'll put your people in a sling, no doubt. Down is arm and hand. I'm feeling good about his title bout. Wildin' out. Fuck around and let the whole asylum out. I love lines like I'm trying to land a story. And call me a Mandalorian. Man in your man's DeLorean. Jumped off the last tour looking like Fat Dog. Louis Best smelling like France. No pastor. Our circles don't mix whatsoever. No Venn diagram could ever bring us or link us together. No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's in the ice, Chico. Yo, this is my world. Watch me push it to the limit like I'm Scarface. Choking that kush, sipping that liquor, love that fast life. You see me in and out of town. How I move without no sound. How I move without no crowd. Feel that contact. I blow your mind. Yo, what's that call? Yo, that's that cloud nine. Yo, where I'm from, my town live. Make a hater get upset. He don't pause, he don't rest. He ain't poor, but he need more checks. Got a little older, still a threat. Still a soldier. Playing a trench, you playing a bench. Always talk about making dollars, boy, you really ain't making no sense. Turbocharge, I'm going. Y'all go hard, singing my song. Rebel of Dawn, spitting that bomb. Feel I'm wrong? Come on, I'm a capital G. Doing it since when I had CDs in the back of the V. Plus like Kobe, you know me. Give me an inch, watch me OD. Now ask around. Brother like me, they haven't found. Pay so much as I have it now. Get it straight up, no backing down. No backing down. Wow. Wow.
Bottoms to the rooftops, couldn't wait for roof to drop. Peace.
take you on a hip-hop ride all around the world.
Oh, all around the world.
Let me take you on a hip-hop ride.
Let me take you on hip-hop ride.
All around the world.
Is this all around the world?
Let's try something different.
Those positive lights.
Thank you all again for taking a little bit of your time to listen to Star Saxon and myself. On behalf of Star Saxon, I'm Jay Love. This has been Microphone Masters Radio Show on DubCNN.com.